Tonight the Lord led me to speak on Holy Spirit and me. Tonight is going to be the journey that I've taken in finding out who the Holy Spirit is. And as an introduction, I just want to say that the last few months, I've been struggling with my faith. Not my belief. Since April of 2009, my belief will always be with me. I won't ever in my mind question my belief. I strongly believe this. However, my faith, my heart, where all of God's power comes from, has been wavering. And it's regarding mostly with the healing, I have seen many healings totally manifest in my body. My eyesight healed. I just went to the doctor last month and tested 20/20. Gallstones. I had a major gallstone attack and I was healed of that and did not need surgery. Incontinence. Depression, major deep depression. On medication for 3 years. And lots of anxiety attacks for several years. Been healed of those. I haven't had one of those in a long, long time. Arthritis in my hands, totally healed. And even a skin tag that showed up on my thigh one day, it was pretty big. And I just said, what are you doing there? You don't belong there. In Jesus' name, you're healed. And 3 days later, it was gone. So even even something as little as a skin tag, if it's bothering you, he can take care of it for you. So, however, the total manifestation of my healing for my back and for my hips, it has been a progressive healing. And I've struggled with that. In January of 2013, my right hip and leg were totally healed of pain. And in February 2014, my left hip and leg were totally healed of pain. And along with the healing of my left hip, it came in the midst of major back pain that I used to get in the early 80s, but had not had for many, many years. So since then, even though my left hip was healed, that the back pain has been something that I've been struggling with. And I have the belief, I know that I am healed. I know that with all my heart. However, it's not there yet. And I work really hard sometimes, and maybe that I didn't mean to say that, but it came out, so that's part of my problem, is because you don't have to work really hard to have faith that you are healed. You just need to believe. So I've been listening to wonderful teaching from Pastor Jim and the Weekly Healing Schools on Caris Bible College website. Great teachings from the Hagans last month down in Seekonk. And many more from many people teaching God's Word. Unfortunately, listening has been the most of what I've been doing the past few months. What I need to do is to start doing. And not legalistic doings, but God's doing. It does me no good to hear great teaching, receive prayer, and then sit on my couch like a lump on a log and have a little pity party. All the teachings tell you to do what you couldn't do before when you receive healing. I actually had some healing this year at the Summer Family Bible Conference at Caris in Colorado. I had a little bit when Marty Blackwelder was here and spoke in Chelmsford. And last month at the Hagen's Living Crusade in Seekonk, I had a little bit of some minor healing. However, some of it I still have, and some of it I've lost already. And I believe that it's for me, it's because in the past few months, I've loved my couch too much. It's been easier to sit on the couch with the pain that I have than to work through the healing in my body. While I was in school, I stayed strong. However, the longer I've been out of school, the more I've become slack in paying attention to God and all his wonders. Work is a real problem for me because it is so carnal there, and that's where I spend most of my time now. And church, I only have on Sundays and Wednesdays. Could we have it every day, Pastor Jim? It really can be a wonderful life here on earth by living by faith. It's impossible by the world's standards. But with God, how many things are possible? Yes, all things are possible with God. And I believe I know why the Holy Spirit gave me this to talk about tonight, because I've been constantly reminded of where I was before April 2009 and how far I've come since. My walk with the Holy Spirit just started 6 years ago. And I haven't arrived yet, but I've started. And what happened, many of you know that in April of 2009 is when I first got the, what I call the true word of God through Andrew Womack's teaching, "You've already got it, so stop trying to get it." But before then, through much of my adult life, starting around in my 20s, I figured I knew God and I knew Jesus, but I always wondered, who is the Holy Spirit? Now I know that I didn't know a whole lot about God and Jesus either compared to what I know today. But then I thought I did. But Holy Spirit was a total mystery to me. I could never figure out who the Holy Spirit was. I read a lot in the Bible about Holy Spirit, but never understood it. I asked one of my pastors one time, "Who is Holy Spirit? What is the Holy Spirit?" And to this day, I can't tell you what he told me. So I know that it wasn't anything major to make me understand and realize how important the Holy Spirit is to living your life by God's word. And at the church that I grew up in, that I spent a lot of time at, when I was a deaconess there, and even when I was a trustee, whenever the pastor was gone, I would be one of two people in the church that was asked to deliver the sermon. Now, in those days, what I did is I used to go online and pull up free sermons. There's thousands of them online that you can do. And this particular one was going to be for Pentecost Sunday. So I pulled up one about Pentecost Sunday. And I read those words, and I'm just going to read a little bit of it right now. Acts 2:1-4. "And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven, as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance." And a little further down in Acts 2, verses 36 through 41, "Therefore let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God hath made the same Jesus whom ye have crucified, both Lord and Christ. Now, when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, Men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said unto them, Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. And with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, Save yourselves from this untoward generation. Then they that gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. I actually read, I believe, the whole chapter of Acts 2 that day for the sermon. And whatever the whoever the person was whose sermon I took, again, didn't explain the Holy Ghost, didn't explain about receiving the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And so that day I read about it, but I was totally clueless. I had no idea what I was talking about. So on August 6, 2009, just a few months after I got revelation of what I call the truth, God's truth, I was baptized in the Holy Spirit at Andrew Womack's Gospel Truth Seminar. And I'm going to read a couple of scriptures. Also, I'm going to read Romans 12, 1 through 2. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. And also 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. That night, being baptized in the Holy Spirit has changed my life forever. I get emotional when I think about it, but I couldn't believe these two scriptures I just read talk about renewing your mind, that we are new creatures in Christ, and that all things become new. And I was amazed that within a week, might have even been less than a week, all my views and feelings regarding abortion, homosexuality, and creation became very different and very clear. I remember those being the first thing that my mind was renewed to. For many, many years, I have always been an enrolled voter, or whatever they call them nowadays, where you don't declare Democrat or Republican or another party, but most of the time, for many, many years, please don't get after me here, but I voted Democrat. And I had very liberal views for a long, long time. I grew up in the church in Sunday school, and I learned some things, but not anything like I know today. So I always had this feeling that I knew God loved everyone, but I didn't know how to apply that to life. And so, because I knew God loved everyone, I felt that it was okay if women who were in trouble, who were raped, stuff like that, had abortions. I would never do that myself, But I thought it was okay because God would love that woman who was raped and who went through that brutal thing, and that was okay. Homosexuality, I thought you were born that way. I believed all that. I knew God loved homosexuals. So to me, homosexuality as a way, I knew it was again not that, I knew it was a sin in a way, but I didn't know how to relate that to the Bible. I didn't know how to relate homosexuality to the Bible. But within a week of being baptized in the Holy Spirit, it all came clear to me. And it was so amazing to know that, yes, God does love every one of us, and he loves the homosexual. However, he hates the sin. And it is a sin against God. And creation, I mean, how many of us came up in the school system where creation and evolution, thank you, where evolution was taught. So for a long, long time, I believed in evolution because that's what was taught to us. But the creation of this world by God was also something else that was revealed to me and put in my heart, and I had faith in the fact that God created this world. I also learned that through the Holy Spirit, God is always with me. He'll never leave me nor forsake me. I learned that through the Holy Spirit, I could walk by faith and not by sight. I learned that faith doesn't move God. God's already moved and he's done his work. We need to read the word and understand it and receive it. And God provided everything I understood for me so that I can access it through the Holy Spirit in me. Faith appropriates what we already have from God through grace. Faith moves us, not God. So I learned also that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And the Holy Spirit helps us to hear that word of God. When we key in and clue into the Holy Spirit and start a relationship and with God and start speaking, oh my gosh, it's just wonderful having Holy Spirit to back me up and to teach me and to tell me many things. I began speaking in tongues. When I did that sermon on Pentecost Sunday and they were talking about speaking in tongues, it created a view in my mind that speaking, when someone spoke in tongues, that everyone that could hear that person speaking in tongues would understand exactly what he was saying in their own language. That, to me, was what tongues was. And I had no idea what tongues was. And I also thought it was for long, long ago when they were talking about Pentecost Sunday. I didn't think it was for today. Imagine my surprise when I began a prayer group that, by way of the prayer group, I got introduced to Andrew Womack and his teachings, and all of a sudden there are women there and they're speaking in tongues, and it's like I didn't know what was going on. And the woman who ran the prayer meetings, I ended up asking her one night, I said, "Are they speaking in tongues?" She said, "Yes, they are." And that was my first real introduction to people in present day speaking in tongues. And this was after I got Andrew's revelation, so I was starting to learn and to believe about all this. So I got super excited for talking in tongues, and I tried to do it before I got baptized in the Holy Spirit, and I'll tell you, it doesn't work. I used to say supercalifragilisticexpialidocious to try to get me started. It didn't work. So, to find out that tongues was for today and that it is my way to have personal prayer time with God that the devil doesn't understand is like, wow. You mean I can talk and I can communicate with God and the devil won't know what I'm saying? I said, how awesome is that? That's really cool. So I began talking a lot in tongues, praying a lot in tongues. I learned that I could worship God, thank God, and praise God through speaking in tongues. And that it was a way to encourage and edify me and build me up and know that I could tell God everything I needed to tell him and the devil couldn't hear and counteract that. I learned that I can speak in tongues anytime I want to. I've done it in the car lots of times. I was doing it a little bit tonight. Before I go to sleep, after waking up in the middle of the night, it's nice to start talking in tongues. And talking, but in the shower, people talk about talking in tongues in the shower, but you know what? I sing tongues in the shower. Usually people sing in the shower. Well, instead of just singing regular, I sing tongues in the shower. And I even speak tongues at work. When there's opportunities sometime when no one else is in the office but me, and I'll start speaking in tongues. And boy, oh boy, when I do that, it really helps because, again, my workplace is in a municipal town office, which is very, very carnal. And I also learned that I'm in total control of when I speak in tongues, that I can start and stop at any time. And God does not take me over and make me speak in tongues, as some people believe. Some people believe that when people speak in tongues, it's because God is making them. God's not making you do it. If you feel God's making you do that, then that's not God. Okay. You have total control of when you speak in tongues. Another thing I learned from the Holy Spirit is that salvation qualifies us to live the life of God on earth. And baptism in the Holy Spirit enables us to have the power of God to live it. I'm going to say that again. I've learned that salvation qualifies us to live the life of God on earth. And baptism in the Holy Spirit enables us to have the power of God to live it. We are so lucky today to have the Holy Spirit in us all the time. In the Old Testament, the Old Covenant, the Holy Spirit would come on certain people at certain times for certain service. And once that service was done, the Holy Spirit would depart. The Spirit had no place to stay once the service was done. He would come on a person but have to leave at some point. Since Pentecost, all believers baptized in the Holy Ghost have the Holy Spirit in them 24/7. How awesome is that? All the time. Even when we're sleeping. Yay! He'll never leave us or forsake us. And life on earth here includes healing. When I was walking through some of my other healings and everything, when I was going to school, I was doing really good at remembering scriptures all the time that encouraged and edified me. Some of my favorite ones have been 1 Peter 2:24, about he who bore his body on the cross so that we can live in righteousness. And by his stripes, we are healed. It's already been done. We are healed. The word for salvation, Greek word for salvation in the Bible is sozo. And it doesn't just include salvation. It includes healing and prosperity and deliverance and everything. Jesus delivered everything that we need in order to live a life here on earth as it is in heaven. In James 4:7, if you submit yourself to God, resist the devil and he will flee. That was the one I would say all the time. Mark 11:23, about speaking to your mountain and telling it to go. Believe it and have no doubt in your heart. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. That was a favorite one I loved saying when I was walking into work in the morning. To remind me that during that day, surrounded by all those carnal people, that I had God in me. And to remember that God was with me all the time and would help me through that day. And walk by faith, not by sight. That was so huge in the healing of my bone-on-bone arthritis in my hip. Constantly, all the time, I would remember to walk by faith and not by sight. Romans 8:6, to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. And it was like, wow, life and peace. I like that. And the one that encourages me the most to this day, John 10:10. The thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but Jesus came to give us life and life more abundantly. When you think about that, that was the revelation I've said before in one of my other teachings, that when I talked on God's love, that was the verse that really gave me the knowledge that God really is a good God. Because again, I had come up in religious thinking that, teaching that God put all kinds of destructive things, illness and storms and all kinds of destructive things, that he sent those in order to teach us lessons. So for the longest time, it was hard for me to learn to love God. I wanted so badly to love God. But it's like, why would God do something like that? And it wasn't until I realized that God has a plan for us, but it's interrupted by the devil, and God helps us through it. He didn't send it so that we can learn something from it. But because the devil sent it, yes, he will be there to help you learn something from it. And the Holy Spirit is a big part of that, to help us get through. Having the Holy Spirit in us 24/7, oh my gosh, it's just a lifesaver. And the Holy Spirit will tell you what to do to get healed. And sometimes the Holy Spirit will actually tell you to go to the doctor. Because you know what? The Holy Spirit knows where our faith is at. He knows where our faith is at. And if going to the doctor is what is going to get us healed, he'll send us there. And you don't get healed by copying what other people do and say. It's not a cookie-cutter process. Ask God through the Holy Spirit what you should do to get healed. And to let you know, too, that it'll probably be a different answer every time. Because just because God's been talking to you about how to get healed on one thing doesn't mean that's the same way he's going to tell you to get healed elsewise. Because, again, He knows where your faith is at. And our faith is different for different things that come upon us. It's not, we don't have the same faith all the time for everything. There are some things we can totally have faith in and other things that we may not have as much faith. So it's important to establish this relationship with the Holy Spirit so that you can learn to listen to what the Holy Spirit is telling you. And the Holy Spirit will tell you what to do. The battles that I've had over the past 2 months are definitely in my mind. And do you know that the devil will keep us busy doing good things as well as not so good things if we let him? Anything he can do to convince us, to distract us from living God's way and living an abundant life, he'll do that because he's not a very nice guy. He's pretty mean. He wants you to stay with him. He wants lots of company in that lake of fire. Well, I'm going to tell you right now, he's not going to have me. And so for me, what I've been distracted by is choosing to listen to these good teachings that I was talking about that I do. And I listen to a lot of teachings on the internet, even listening to past sermons from here. I do that rather than do the things that I need to do every day to walk out my healings, to walk out in faith, to live a normal life, and to do what we all need to do. So the Holy Spirit gives us the power to defeat that devil. And do I struggle sometimes? Yes. But again, the battle is in the mind. But the Holy Spirit is in you. And again, if you learn to listen to the Holy Spirit and talk to the Holy Spirit and ask the Holy Spirit, what do I do? How do I do this? Holy Spirit will tell you. It's important to remember that Jesus sent the Holy Spirit to all of us. And by being baptized in the Holy Spirit means that we have all the power of Jesus and God's Word in us. God gave us bodies to enable us to do His work. Jesus gave His body so that ours would work. Pain, sickness, and infirmities have to go, and the Holy Spirit is in us to help us through all of it. We need to establish that relationship with the Holy Spirit, establish hearing God's word through the Holy Spirit. And we have all been given the same amount of faith. However, we are all at different stages of maturity in our faith. Most of us will have ups and downs along the way. I have 57 years of believing the wrong way. In the last 6 years, I have renewed a lot of my mind, but there's a lot more to renew. I still consider myself somewhat of a baby in the faith because it's only been 6 years since I've started to understand God's truth. And when you get up there in age a little bit, it's lots of times really hard to change your ways, to change your thinking. But if you believe, then just keep reminding yourself over and over what God is telling you, what Holy Spirit is telling you every day. Just listen and hear God's word. And it will get down into your heart. And when it gets into our hearts, that's when we see all the power working. So Hallelujah. This week, I've actually started doing more than I have been in a long time, and it's been absolutely awesome. I'm finally doing and thinking of things that, I shouldn't say thinking of things, because I have been thinking of things. As I said, I've been getting lots of good teaching and a lot of Pastor Jim's. Generates the thinking, the knowledge, the, oh yeah, that's true, that's true, that's true, and then I go home and sit on the couch again. Well, that is, it's not going to go away completely right now, but it is going to go away. And it's already started going away. And in just a short period of time it's just been an awesome week with the Holy Spirit. I'm getting really stirred up again on God's Word, and I plan on continuing to mature in God's way with my best friend and companion, the Holy Spirit. Amen.